Greetings, Guardian. Welcome to the second episode of Guardians of Destiny, a podcast devoted to the new shared world shooter by Bungie. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. Nikki joins me on the show again today, and we'll talk some more about our first experiences in the game. Hello, listener. Welcome to episode 2, and welcome back to the show, Nikki. How's it going, Nikki?
Great.
You've been playing some Destiny since the last time we recorded?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. It's been a blast, too. Like, even more so than when we last spoke, because the mission that I just did is the best one yet, in my opinion. And I had the most fun with it than the previous story missions, although all of them are pretty fun.
So which mission was that? Why don't you tell us about it a little bit?
Okay. The mission that I did yesterday is called The Last Array. And I think it's the final mission on Earth, actually. And it is in Old Russia. And it is a story mission. And for the first time, I got to fight a lot of the Hive characters. Namely, there was a class called the Thralls. And these were like the giant undead creatures that came at you, and I think they were blind, they seemed to be anyway, and they just kind of charge at you.
Yeah, I remember those guys. I think this is also a level 5 mission, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I got a whole mission, or I got a whole level after I completed it too, so that was kind of nice, a lot of XP. And you fight, like I said, you fight the Hive, and there's knights and there's wizards, which were interesting to fight. I mean, I had fought wizards before that, but it was interesting to see their different abilities. And then the acolytes seem to kind of throw blades out of their weapons, which was really neat. And I just had a blast with it. And it was fun, but I did die, I think, 4 times before I completed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did a little bit better on that one. So we did that one individually. I was doing some editing on the last episode, and Nikki snuck off and was playing Destiny without me. How could you? So she got ahead of me. I was level 5, and she did that mission and maybe some other stuff and got to level 6. So then this morning, I went through that mission, and I actually, between that mission and what we did before that, I ended up completing 2 more bounties, and I think that this is 3 or 4 bounties total that I've completed so far. So between the XP for the mission and those, I just hit level 7. Like, I'm just into level 7. So I caught up to you, and I one-upped you again. So the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Okay. But
yeah, I think I only died 1 time in that mission. I was having a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. So at the very beginning, I saw there was another player in there, and he jumped on his little speeder bike, which, by the way, I love the speeder bikes. They're so cool.
Yeah,
definitely. I did not get to the point where I had one of those in the beta, so... Mm-hmm. So I've been having a lot of fun with my little speeder bike. Although I did learn you can crash it, or at least there are places where if you go over the edge, you just die. And I rode my speeder bike over one of those, and there was a pretty colossal explosion. It was pretty cool.
And pieces flew everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. So there was another guy, and he jumped on his speeder bike and, you know, beelined it over to the objective. Uh-huh. But there's quite a bit to explore. There's some like big cargo containers, like semi-truck trailer sized cargo containers that you can go into. Mm-hmm. There's a few crashed like 747 sized aircraft that you can explore.
Oh yeah, those were cool.
So I was looking into those things, hoping to find some of those disabled ghosts or some treasure chests or something. And I didn't really find anything like that, but I did find some enemies to fight. And so I was having some fun with those. I got a different weapon now. When I started out the game, I had, what's it called? Like basically like a submachine gun.
okay.
type weapon that fired 3-round bursts. And I really like that. But the upgrade I got is a semi-automatic rifle. So I just fire one shot at a time with that. But it has a lot better range and better accuracy.
Okay.
So I like the machine gun better.
Yeah.
I just know that I don't want any of the fully automatic like assault rifles, because when I played my Titan in the beta, I was using those and I just was not a fan of them. They're not very accurate.
Okay.
And so I was having fun with my new gun, like picking people off at extreme range and having fun with my grenades and having fun with my new super ability, the Nova, I think it's called. And just having some fun with that. And I finally got to the area where I was actually working on the mission. And I got all the way to the very last encounter without dying. And then I did die once in the final encounter and then had to start that entire encounter over.
Oh, ouch.
So yeah, if you haven't noticed this yet, when you're in a mission, when you get to the end, kind of like the quote unquote boss encounter at the end, there will be a little notification that comes up that says something about you're in a limited save area or something like that. And once you've gone past that point, it seems like if you die, you have to start that whole thing over.
Right. Yeah. So. I think it's called the darkness. Like you enter the darkness and a little pop-up notification with a skull on it comes onto your screen.
So yeah, I got into that area and I got probably a little over halfway through that whole encounter and got killed and had to start over.
Oh,
and
man.
I have to say, one of the things that I've learned for my personal play anyway is I don't really go by what they say about the classes as far as what you're supposed to be good at, because it says like, for instance, a Titan is the class that's supposed to be really good at being up close.
Right.
And so I kind of took that to heart and I was trying to stay far away with my warlock. But I have to tell you, if you've got a shotgun out as a warlock, even if you can get in close and use a combination of your shotgun and then your little melee ability, your little burst thing you throw out of your hand.
Yeah.
That is way more effective than any of the other guns I have at this point. And
okay.
So that's what I was doing that encounter. There are these groups of guys that like they run in like six at a time. And the other guys are kind of staying back outside of this little building that you're in, just kind of shooting at you. But then there are these every, I don't know, 30 seconds or a minute or so, like six of these guys spawn that run in and take you on like inside.
Right.
And I was just letting those guys come in and sneaking around and getting them behind them and coming up with my shotgun and my little melee ability. And I was taking them out no problem. And that was a lot easier than the first time when I died, when I was trying to stay far away and shooting them from far away. And it could just be because my other weapon I have isn't very good and my shotgun is better. But right now that little, what do you call the ability, the little thing the warlock throws? But whatever that's called, that is way more powerful than any of the weapons I have right now.
Okay. And I think the swarm that you're talking about, like those were mainly thralls, but the knights would come in after you too. And yeah, I think I read online somewhere that the hunter is actually supposedly the sniper kind of in this game, and
right.
that it's really important for him to be long ranged. But I don't know about the wizard. I kind of agree with you. I like doing a mix of kind of getting in the enemy's face with stuff.
You mean the warlock?
Or the warlock, yeah. What did I say?
You said the wizard.
Oh no, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, he doesn't have as much of the armor.
Okay.
So if you look at your characters, you have like three stats, and I don't remember exactly what they're called, but one's armor, one's agility, and then one's like your recharge.
Okay.
And each of the classes is better at one of those three things. So the Titan has the highest armor, the Hunter has the highest agility, and then the Warlock has the highest recharge. So, you know, just going by that, like Warlocks aren't really designed to be in melee because we can't take very many hits and our armor's gone and mm-hmm. we're gonna die. But if you're smart about it and you're sneaking around and using cover and keeping things between the guys, I mean, you can run up on three or four enemies and hit them with your little burst ability. And then any that survive that, you know, take them all out with your shotgun. And I mean, I had a lot of luck with that. And yeah, maybe it'll get awesome. Better when I get a better rifle.
Totally. And I, from that, you get the weapon upgrade, and I chose the rocket launcher. And I kind of wish I had the rocket launcher in that mission, because I think when the thralls group up like that in the knights, that would have come in handy. But how did you like the actual story aspect of the mission?
It was okay. I have to say I'm a little disappointed with the story aspect of the game so far. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot to it. Like, you know, your little ghost will say a little bit to you at the beginning of the mission, and then maybe a little bit during the mission. But so far, the missions have just been running around shooting people, and for the most part. And I wish that there was more story in the missions, but hopefully that will open up more as we get farther in the game. I mean, I've only done like 4 or 5 missions so far. So
yeah, totally. I kind of liked the story of this one just because you're trying to open up or trying to get to an ancient AI and discovering whether, you know, he's out there or not and whether you can make contact with it.
So one thing that I really noticed that I liked when I was just kind of messing around before I got to the actual area is just the environmental sounds. And I was playing with a headset on, and, you know, you're in this kind of wintry area, and you hear like the wind blowing over your helmet, and you hear like the audio pickups of your helmet, kind of like the wind blowing over those microphones, and the kind of the sound wind makes when it blows over a microphone. You hear that, and especially when you're wearing a headset, it's very immersive. It's like you're there, and you can hear, you know, the enemies moving around in the distance. The only thing I found was it seems like you can hear enemies a lot sooner than it seems like you should be able to. So a lot of times you think they're closer than they are. So I don't know if there's some kind of in-game story reason for that. Like maybe your suit, like your helmet, has some kind of like audio pickups where you can hear farther away or something. But mm-hmm. But I have noticed that is I'll hear enemies and I think they're right around the corner and they're actually like a room away or something.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing, but that's how I reasoned it out, is that my helmet is just advanced and has high tech stuff in it.
Well, speaking of that, here's one little issue I have with the game.
Okay.
And this is something I think sometimes I get a lot more into games and think a lot more about the realism than even the designers do. And so this may be a non-issue, but it seems to me when we're in a completely dark area and your little ghost comes out and is making like basically like a flashlight for you, that it's not only going to be impossible to sneak up on anyone because you're in the dark and you've got a light on, but they're going to see you coming like from far, far, far away. They're going to, even in like 2 rooms over, they're going to see the light, you know, mm-hmm. there's light in the distance and someone's coming and they're going to know that you're coming and prepare an ambush for you and everything. And I don't know if the AI actually, quote unquote, notices your light, but it just kind of bothers me a little. I'm like, here I am in this space age game. I'm, you know, in this like high-tech suit with this helmet and everything, and I don't have night vision. I'm using a flashlight.
Yeah.
Why is there no night vision? So maybe we get night vision later. I have no idea.
I agree. I think that it would be really cool if we did have night vision. But the thought actually hadn't even occurred to me until you brought it up, but you're totally right.
Well, and part of that is I was playing The Last of Us, and it has the same kind of thing where you actually have a flashlight, and when it's dark, you can turn your flashlight on. And the creatures in that game will actually, there are certain ones that can see and certain ones that can't, but the ones that can see, they'll see your flashlight. And so one way that you can be stealthy is to be going around without your flashlight on. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's not a thing in this game. Maybe they don't take it to that level and your flashlight doesn't have any impact on anything. But I think it would be a lot cooler and really bring out the high tech nature of where you're at if you had night vision.
Yeah.
That would be super cool. And the actual, like, where you're seeing everything in shades of green, and that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So maybe in later levels. So, if you don't mind me changing the subject, there was one thing that I really wanted to talk about with you today, which is the voiceovers for the game. I don't know if you pay any attention to that or if it makes a difference to your gameplay, Lex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, one voiceover that I really love is from the speaker. And do you recognize the voice? Because you're really good at voices. So I thought maybe you know who that actor is.
I really don't remember. I seem to remember when I was talking to him recognizing it, but I don't really remember. It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, the actor is Bill Nye, and he is from, let's see what you would know him in, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, for instance. He was Slardabart Fast, I think is the name of the character. And he's like the character that basically crafts the worlds. And I just love his voice. Like, I could listen to it endlessly. And, oh, he was also in World's End. He was the network, the voice of the network, which you loved. You loved World's End, I remember.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, totally. And I thought it was interesting that the Cryptarch, the guy who decodes the different things that you bring in, he is always mumbling over riddles and different puzzles. I think his name is Master Raoul, and it's just, I love it. I love that adds to the atmosphere, like you're talking about the background noises and the wind and all of that.
Yeah, one thing that gets me in the Guardian Tower is sometimes the NPCs will address you, but then you can't talk to them.
Yeah.
And there was actually one NPC that said something, like I walked by and they said something like, "Hello there, Guardian," and then they're like getting miffed. Because I didn't like respond, and they're like, "Oh, I guess you're too good to talk to me," or whatever. And I was like, "I'm trying to talk to you, but it won't let me talk to you."
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's great. I haven't had that experience yet. I have had the different robot, like janitors, I guess they're called. They're always sweeping the floors and stuff. They'll say, "Oh, what have you seen, Guardian?" But you can't talk to them or say anything.
Yeah.
But I love it. And then just different aspects of, like, there's actually, I was looking around because I saw smoke in the hangar, and it turned out to be incense. And if you look around, there's incense on different people's table, like even the speaker has incense, and they just love their incense in that game. It must be really smelly in there.
Yeah, well, hangars tend to be, have a lot of strong odors. I don't really think incense is going to help you a whole lot with that, but I could be wrong.
It's a nice effect.
Yeah. So there's just all these little details in the game. And that's one of the things I really enjoy about it. When you go exploring and looking around, and there are, you know, visual details, audio details, and I really enjoy it. And I already have the, I tweeted on this earlier, I already have the music stuck into my head when I'm not playing. I just always have the Destiny soundtrack playing in the back of my head now. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the music for that mission that we were talking about, The Last Array, it was so heroic. I think I had a grin on my face the whole time. And it was because the music was making me feel so great and just running through and knocking these characters out.
Yeah, it was pretty intense between the music and then these guys charging in and coming at you from all directions, and you're trying to take them out and avoid fire from the other guys. And
yeah.
And one thing I think maybe is, I think those guys that run in, I think they keep spawning until you take the other guys out.
Oh.
Because it seemed like it was just wave after wave of those guys coming in. And finally, I was like, I actually ran out of ammo on my shotgun because I was using my shotgun to take them out.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I gotta change tactics now because I can't use my shotgun anymore.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe if I kill the other guys that are kind of laying down cover fire, they'll stop spawning. And that seemed to work. And then the very last guy came in, and he was pretty challenging. Actually, that second time, the first time I died right after I killed the wizard, and then the second time I almost died defeating that last guy. Like, I was down to, like, my health was in the red.
Oh no.
And him and I were playing hide and seek around that big central column thing in the middle.
Yeah.
And we were like running around it trying to get to each other. And Yeah, that was pretty close. I would have been pretty pissed if I would have died and had to do that whole thing over. I'm glad that I pulled it out at the very end.
Yeah, you did a lot better than I did. But I had fun doing it all four times.
Yeah, I can't believe that that you died more times than me.
Oh, thank you.
That's pretty, because you have a lot more experience with first-person shooters than I do.
Yeah, I think it took some time for me to get the pattern down, because they kind of come out in a pattern once those tomb ships land. So once I got that down, I knew what I had to do and when I had to do it. But unfortunately, it took me some time.
Yeah, and you know, that reminds me, I would love to hear from the listeners about kind of what you would like from this podcast, as far as, you know, when we talk about missions and we talk about things in the game, you know, do you care about spoilers? Would you rather that we not give specific details, or would you rather that we do give specific details, or do you not care? Because I know that Nikki found for the show notes, she found a walkthrough for this. And we'll put that in the show notes, but I'm really curious how many people even want things like that, and how many people are like me and would rather just figure it out on their own. So
yeah, let us totally know. Yeah, I know for me, I wouldn't want to watch the walkthrough before I played it, but it was kind of enjoyable to watch it after, if that makes any sense, because I'm sure I'll do it over again. And just kind of listening to the music again and experiencing it again was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So on that same site, that is on IGN.com, they have a wiki for Destiny. And I found a little poll that I wanted to share with you, Lex, about what characters people were making for their primary character.
Let me guess, Warlock's in the lead. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. But it is close. Warlock's got 38.25%.
Okay.
Hunter got 33.15%.
Okay.
And then finally, Titan got 28.6%.
Yeah, that's pretty close. They're all right around 30%, which is the third.
Yep.
33.333333 would be a third. So.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. And then this was a lot of votes, though. There were 114,506 votes.
Wow.
So yeah, so it was a pretty good poll, but.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if maybe I should be playing a Titan, because I lately have enjoyed getting in close. So I don't know, but I don't know. I enjoy both. I like the extremes. I like being at extreme range and like picking people off with headshots. And then I also like when there's a big group of them and it's taking forever to do that, just sneaking up, using cover, coming in on their flank or behind them, and then just running in and using my shotgun and my Nova blast and then my my void bomb or whatever your yeah. melee thing is, and just like taking them out. So which the Titan is supposed to be kind of good at that, because he's got more armor.
Right.
But I did find when I played the Titan in the beta that I actually personally I prefer the Warlock, I think, because I would rather have that lower armor but have the faster recharge. Because with the Titan, like you could take some hits before your armor went out, but then when your armor went out, like it really took a while to get back. And a lot of times, you know, you can find cover for a few seconds, which as a Warlock is enough for everything, for your shields to recharge, but for the Titan it wasn't. And I know that one of the encounters that we did together, I think it might be the first real boss fight that you have, where you're kind of in that room and you're firing into the bigger room and there's all the guys in there and they keep respawning.
Yes.
I remember when I played that as a Titan, like that was, I don't know how many times I died. I found it really challenging because I could never find cover long enough to fully recharge my shields or my armor or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And maybe it was because there were two of us this time, but, you know, I didn't have any problems at all ducking behind something and letting things recharge and then getting back into it. So I don't know. And I haven't tried the Hunter yet. I don't know for sure what agility does in the game.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure like what having that cranked up will do for you. So I don't know. And I'm really, there's so much about this game I'm curious about, and I can't decide if I want to do some research and figure it out that way, or if I just want to learn it in game. But one thing I'm really curious about is how the classes advance, because we have almost like a talent tree in an MMO where you have the abilities that you get when you level up. And so far, at least, it seems like there's no choice to make. It's like you just get the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not like, do you want to take A, B, or C?
Right.
It's like you have one thing to take.
Yeah.
And I see that at level, I think 15, you open up a new set of abilities, but I don't know at that point, will you, every time you level, you have two things to choose from, or everybody just gets the same things?
Right.
I don't know. And another thing I was looking at is the actual abilities for the warlock, because you can kind of move over them with your cursor and it tells you what they are. And there are quite a few that boost your basic stats. And it seems like by the time you get to the bottom of that tree, that your stats are all going to be kind of high up and more even than they are now. So I wonder at max level if the three classes, as far as those three stats, if they're kind of more the same than, you know, starting out like our recharge stat is super, super high and the other ones are pretty low.
Right.
But it seems like as you go higher in the game, they more even out.
Oh, okay. I haven't even dug into that at all. I wish I had an answer for you.
Yeah, I have no idea. And again, I don't know if I really want to go find out, because
right.
Part of the fun of the game is finding out when you get there. So,
yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but along the lines of what you were saying before, I think you might like the hunter. I can't wait for you to try it, because you get to throw a knife. And let's say they're, I don't know, 6 yards in front of you or something. You can throw a knife in their face. And that might be another fun way to melee with characters and creatures.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try all three and do at least the first couple story missions with them.
Okay.
But right now, I'm really liking the warlock, but I want to see what that new set of abilities is like.
Okay. I can't wait to try out my rocket launcher.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing I'm wondering is, as warlocks, when we get those new abilities at level 15, they look like they're a lot of like buffs for a group.
Okay.
And I wonder, since you and I play together a lot and we're both playing warlocks, I wonder if those buffs stack.
Ooh,
or not.
Good
because
question.
Because if they stack, then it'd be pretty cool having two warlocks.
Right.
But if they don't, then it'd be pretty pointless, and maybe one of us should be playing something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess we'll find out. That might be something I want to look up, because I don't want to wait 15 levels and then find out that two warlocks together with no
pointless.
One else doesn't, yeah, really work very well.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I think we've covered where we were at so far in the game. So Nikki's level 6, I'm level 7. And before you email us and call us noobs, neither one of us are in a hurry to level up or
yeah.
hit level cap or anything like that. We want to enjoy the game and enjoy the scenery on the way. And we're not in a hurry. So I'm sure if I was power leveling, I could be, you know, three times as far as where I am now. But I don't care to do that. Been there, done that, right?
Yeah, totally. And I, for one, am a world explorer. Like, I want to collect all the grimoire cards I can. I want to get all the loot chests that I can, so.
Yeah, and we both got the expansion pass. So we both are getting both of the expansions that are coming out. So it'll be exciting to see what's in store with those.
Definitely.
All right. Well, if you would like to reach me, you can email me at lexstarwalker@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at lexstarwalker. And Nikki, what's your Twitter again?
At Nikki Starwalker.
And please visit our website, starwalkerstudios.com/Guardians of Destiny. And you can find some links there to some of the things we talked about on the show today. So Nikki, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Yeah, I had tons of fun. Thank you.
And we will see all of you next episode for episode 3. Enjoy the game.